Ezra Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Vav in Maseches Sukkah. Our daf is going to continue discussing the halachos of Esrog. Our daf will discuss the psul of Nistak, an Esrog that is split, Esrog with holes in it, Esrog with different spots that we had on the end of yesterday's daf in Lamed Hem, obeys the halachos of Menumar, an Esrog Kushi that some translate as a black Esrog. And finally, going on to Lamed Vav Mabez, we'll discuss the halachos of an Esrog Chaser, as well as an Esrog that is small, an Esrog Katan. Then our Amud will conclude with the halachos of Aguda when it comes to Lulav, the appropriate way to bind a Lulav, and the inappropriate way of binding Lulav. So let's Bezer Hashem begin the top of Lamed Vav and Alf. Our Mishnah had told us, Nistak, or Nikev, that if the Esrog is split, or there's a hole in it, the halacha is that it could be pasul. Says the Gemara, Tani Ula Bar Chanina, Nikev Nekev Mefulish B'mashu. When we say a hole in the Esrog makes it pasul, even the smallest hole, so then that's only if it's through the Esrog. From one side to the next, explains Rashi, three lines in V'she'enim Mefulish. But if it's not through, Biki, then it's the size of the coin of an Isar. Boy, Rava, three lines on the top, asks the following shayla. Noldu be'esrog simanei treifa. If an esrog has simanim that are similar to a treifa in an animal that's a treifa, we know from Maseches Chulin, is an animal that's not going to live for 12 months. It's going to die within 12 months. So too with an esrog mahu. What's halach? Immediately the Gemara doesn't understand Rava shayla. My kami boyle. What exactly was Rava talking about when he talks about an esrog treifa? E niklaf, if he's talking about an esrog that skin has been peeled off, tanina, that we learned. E nistak, if we're talking about something that's split, tanina, it was also mentioned. E nikev, if it's talking about a hole, tanina, we also learned that. Explains the Gemara. Ki kami boyle likidu ula. The shayla is according to ula. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, as he had taught in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. In the halacha of treifas, reya shenishbecha kikitan kshera, that if you have a lung that has collapsed, Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaschil reya, that the meat, the basar, the flesh inside of the lung, has become soft, even liquidy. The halacha is that the lung is still kosher, it's not assumed necessarily to be a treifa. V'amar Rava, and Rava qualified this teaching of Chulin Mem Zayin Amabez, Vuhu Dekaima Simpona. If the arteries and the veins that come out of the lungs still remain, then it will not be a trefa, because then the lung could still be functioning, even though the inside on some level have collapsed. Halo Kaima Simpona Trefa. But if the arteries and the veins are not in existence, then in such a case, the animal is a trefa. Pachamayim. Here, what would the halacha be in regards to an esrog? The parallel Rashi explains is what happens if the insides of the esrog have begun to, for lack of a better term, mush, and the most basic parts of the insides, the seeds, are still in existence. Dilma hasam hu delo shalad be'avira hadir bri. Maybe when it comes to the lung, since the air does not reach the actual lung itself, it's inside the body, therefore there is a possibility that the body could self-heal. But here the esrog, which is exposed to the air, srucha misrachis, gets ruined. Or do we say that there's no difference between the two? So what's this halacha of an esrog treifa that we saw? The meaning behind esrog treifa is that the insides have become to mush, even though all of the organs, in quotes, still exist. Tashma continues, and I'll give you a proof. Esrig tapuach. The word lefoach refers to blowing something up. We're going to see the Gemara will qualify exactly what that means shortly. Seruach will translate also in its literal form, and the Gemara will analyze what that means shortly. Spoiled. Kavush, if it has been soaked. Shaluk, cooked. Kushi, black. Lavan, white. Umenumar, or if it has spotted boils over it. Pasul. Esrog kikadur, if the esrog is round like a ball, it's also a pasul. V'yeshayimim afat tiom. Tiom in modern Hebrew refers to twins. Here, it means that it's attached to something. It's twinned to another esrog. Esrog habosar, esrig that is as small as a bean, referred to as a pul halavon, Rashi explains, Rabbi Akiva poisel v'chacham machshir. Machlok sin Rabbi Akiva v'chacham whether kosher. Godlo b'tfus. If you force the esrog to grow within a mold, tefus is a mold, Rashi explains, Dibar Masl Gidlo, that forces the shape or the direction of growth of the esrog, Vaso kmin beria acheres, and he forces the shape to become a different type of shape, possible. It's going to be possible. We're interested in esrog trefa, which we described earlier in the Gemara, means an esrog whose inside has become mush, has become entirely soft. Maybe we can bring a raya from this praisa to this halacha. We learned tapuach and saruach. My love tapuach means that it had become spoiled from ear, from the outside, says the Gemara. My love tapuach mi bechutz. Rashi explains that the outer part has become filled with air and bloated. The saruach, maybe saruach means it becomes spoiled mibifnim, on the inside, which is the parallel to the case of esek trefa. And we're learning that even though all the inside exists, but once it's saruach bifnim, it'll already be pasul. Says Gemara loy, idi idi mibichutz, both tapuach and saruach is on the outside. It's the outermost part of the esrog. However, v'loy kasha, hodi tafach afalgav delo sarach, hodi sarach afalgav.
These are two different parts of psulim, sricha and p'ticha. In sarach, excuse me, let's start with tafach. Tafach was when the esrog became bloated due to water that fell on top of it, even though it actually the flesh hasn't spoiled, the outer flesh hasn't spoiled. Sarach is where the flesh has become to spoil, or for that matter, even the peel, the outside of the esrog, has come to spoil, even though it's not become bloated.
The Gemara continues 11 from lines from the bottom. Amar Mar esrog kushi pasul. We learn that a dark esrog is pasul. V'atanya, but didn't we learn kushi kasher, that a dark one is kasher? Answers the Gemara, doimel kushi pasul. If it looks like something that's similar to an esrog, that is from kush. But it's not normal to grow in Eretz Yisrael, then in such a case, it's possible. When do we say that the halacha is that esrog hakushi is kosher? Is something that grows in kush, and it's a normal way to grow. So in such a case, such an esrog is going to be kosher. Amar Abaye gave a different answer. Ki tnan nami, masnis and dom lekushi tnan. The only time the Mishnah said esrog hakushi is going to be possible is if it's dom lekushi, but if it was grown in kush, then the halacha is going to be different. The Gemara gives another approach of Rava. Rava amar loy kasha. There's no stira whether esrog kushi is kasher or pasul. Halon v'haluhu. When it comes to people in Eretz Yisrael, where it's not normal for esrog kushi to grow, then it's always going to be pasul. However, when it's there in kush, then an esrog kush is always going to be kasher. According to Rava, whether it grew in Kush or not is not going to be critical. Question is, where you're taking the esrog. The Gemara continues discussing the small esrog. Esrog haboiser. Esrog that we learned, according to Rashi above, is small, like what's referred to as a pul halavan. Rabbi Akiva pois v'chacham makshirim. Akiva validates it, while the Chachamim say it's kosher. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, amru davar echad. Rabbi Akiva is really reflecting the opinion of Rabbi Shimon as well. Rabbi Akiva ha da'amrin. Rabbi Akiva, we already mentioned. What's this Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, mahi, disnan, we learned in a Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, poitur es esroigim b'koitinan. Rabbi Shimon says that an esrog that's not fully ripe, that is still small, is going to be potter from maestros. In other words, there's an idea of an esrog being too small. And just like it'll be potter from maestros, so too, according to Rabbi Akiva, it can't be used for the Dalad Minim. Hence, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva are really reflecting the same position. Amalei Abaye, Abaye responded, Dilma Lohi. Maybe that's not correct. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Akiva hacha. Why did Rabbi Akiva say over here that an esrog that's small is possible? To be inon ha devarleka. Because an esrog that's small doesn't qualify as an esrog muhudar. Aval hasam, but when it comes to maestros, karabonan sphere. Like, he holds like the Rabbanan that it's considered ripe, and it's considered a fruit. It's just not one that's considered mehudar, but it'll be chayiv in maisrus. Inami ad kano kam Rabbi Shimon hasam. Or else I could also say that Rabbi Shimon there says that you're not chayiv in maisrus. El dechsiv aser taaser is called tfuasarecha. The pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh that you're supposed to take off maiser. Kederach shebnei adam moitzian lezria. The way that people take out the fruit when they want to replant the fruit. Right now the noise in the background is I'm traveling home in the hail here in Eretz Yisrael, passing by the town of Chusan on the right and Beitar coming up on the left. Aval hacha kirabbanan svirle. But over here we follow the opinion of the Rabbanan, continues the Gemara, the opinion of the Rabbanan that an esrog that is small would also be kosher. Vesulo midi, and therefore there's no connection between the machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, because one is talking about the sugya of esrog and the other is talking about meiser, and we could slice it in different directions. In other words, the machlokis could be explained in different ways that they won't be tolui one on the other, that the two issues, esrog by meiser sheni and esrog by lulav, are two distinct issues. We could turn on to lamed vav amud beis, the top line. Gadol b'defus, what if the esrog was growing in a mold? Vasa kamin birya acheris, and he makes it into another shape, puzzle. Then it's puzzle. In other words, not its natural shape. Amar rav lo yishanu lo kamin birya acheris. Avo kibriyasoi kosher. If you shape it in the normal shape of an esrog, that'll be fine. Asks the Gemara, pshita. That's pashut. Kamin berya acheres, Tanya. You said beferish. That's when you shape it into a berya acheres. But if it's in the same shape, then it will be kosher. Like Tzricha says the Gemara, the avida dafi dafi. We're talking about a case where he presses the esrog in a way that there are chisels, there are steps, there are grooves in the esrog that look like a windmill, according to Rashi. In other words, it's round, it's circular, it's one piece, but there are grooves inside like a windmill. Period. Itmar. Esrog shenakpu akbarim. We now enter an important Gemara about the halachos of chaser. An esrog that was eaten, devoured by mice. Amar Rav ein ze odar. It's not considered hadar according to Rav. Ask Gemara. Eini v'Rab Chanina matbul bavin nafik ba. This is a very important Gemara. Remember it. La midvav amabez with the halachos of chaser. Rabbi Chanina's ate an esrog that was chaser. Asks the Gemara, you're bothered with the statement that's not hadar? Ul Rabbi Chanina kasha masnisen. How's Rabbi Chanina going to explain the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that it was possible. Says the Gemara, mishleim masnisen Rabbi Chanina loy kasha. According to Rabbi Chanina, the Mishnah is not so difficult. Kam be yom tov rishon, kam be yom tov sheni. It depends on whether it's yom tov rishon, yom tov sheni. This is a very important Gemara, because the Gemara says that the psul of chaser would only be on yom tov rishon, not be yom tov sheni, according to Rabbi Chanina el Rav. But according to Rav, kasha, it's going to be difficult. Why? Because the psul hadar, according to the line of reasoning in this Gemara, is a psul that exists both on the first day and the second day. Now, why hadur is puzzled even on the second day is a subject to dispute amongst the Rishonim. Let's lean in the position of Rashi. Elul Rav says Rashi, Domer ein ze hadur kasher Rabbi Chanina. To afilu b'sheni nami l'rav no lafik, to a mitzvah hidura b'inan, since it's not hadur and you need it to be hadur even on the second day, why? Hoel umaskir shem shemayim alav. According to Rashi, the problem is because the shem shemayim is not mentioned. In other words, we don't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with something that is not hadur, in this case, is not yavesh. Excuse me, in this case, is chaser. Like Rashi says, the psul of yavesh. According to this approach of Rashi, the psul of hadur stems from the idea that it's not appropriate to be maskir shem shamayim. Rashi, in the beginning of our perek, on Daf Chavtes HaMebeis, seemed to say that that was a din derabbanan. There are other approaches in the Rishonim. However, I'm in a van with the rain pouring surrounding us, so we'll give ourselves a break from running through the rain to find the other pshat of the Rishonim, but you should know that there are other Rishonim that disagree. Continues the Gemara. How's Rav going to explain the psul of chaser only on the first day if it's a psul hadar? Amlecha Rav, shani achbarim demi'isi. Rav says, no. Rav only said his shita when you had the mice actually eating the esrog, shani achbarim demeisi, that's disgusting. In such a case, then you have a psul hadar even for the second day. However, if we're talking about where it was not eaten by achbarim, so then in such a case, it's not as maus, it seems, it's not as maus as Rabbi Hanina himself eating from the esrog. Igadamri amarav ze hadar. Rav said no, that this is considered hadar. The different tradition, what Rav had said, the har Rabbi Chanina matbul v'nafik ba, because Rabbi Chanina ate from it, and he used it on the second day. Ul Rabbi Chanina kashem asnisim, and I, Rabbi Chanina, how could he have dealt with the fact that the Mishnah says that you can't? Like kasha kam biyom tov rishon kam biyom tov sheni. So the second opinion of the Gemara says that an esrog chaser still qualifies as something that's mehudar. There are 2 days amongst the Rishonim of how we paskin. Let's Be'ezer Hashem go on in the Gemara. Esrei Katan, we had learned in our Mishnah Machlokas of what is the shear of the small esrog. Some said it was size of a walnut. That was the position of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda said the shear is the size of an egg. Amarah from Bar Papa, Machlokas kan kach Machlokas Bavonim Markuzilas. Same Machlokas exists in regards to Maseches Shabbos. Here, the Avonim Merkuzelos is a sugya in Maseches Shabbos in regards to Muktza. Instead of toilet paper, in those days, they used to use stones to wipe themselves when they went to the bathroom. And the Braisa teaches us the following halacha. You're allowed to take in 3 stones, because that is not considered a violation of Muktza. Explains Rashi, because of Kavod Abrius, they weren't gozer the Isra Muktza. Stones are Muktza Machmas Gufo. They have no predetermined use on Shabbos, and that is called Muktza Machmas Gufo. However, 3 stones they allowed. Kamashi Uran, what is a normal size stone to use? Rameir Omer Egoz, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebetza. This requires a lot of explanation, this Gemara. Why would we think that the Machlokis of the size of Esrog be the same Machlokis between Gimel Avonim Markuzelos? As I mentioned, I'm not around my Sfarim right now, and therefore we leave it in the Daf Yomi. We learned in our Mishnah that the largest Esrog is a Machlokis, either that you could hold 2 in one hand, or 1 in 2 hands. Tanya Rabbi Yosi, Maaser Rabbi Akiva Shabbat Beis Haknesset V'Esrogo Shel Al Kseifo. Rabbi Akiva was carrying such a large esrog that it was on his shoulder. So we see from here clearly that a very large esrog is still quite kosher. Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no proof of there. Misham Raya. From there, it's a proof. Afeim Hamru Lo Ein Zahadar. They were critical of Rabbi Akiva and they said that it wasn't Hadar. Mishnah continues, the only thing that you could use to tie together a lulav is from its same species. Div Reb Yud, that's Reb Yud's opinion. Even if you use a string, even a string of flax would be acceptable. They used, he bound the lulav together with a string of gold. They said there's no raya. On the top, they used gold to adorn the lulav. But when they bound the 3 minim together, the lulav, the hadasim, and the ravas, then they used it, the appropriate min, the same min of the lulav. Amarava, afil besiv, afil beikra dedikla. You could even use a type of grass that grows near a palm tree, or to take from the actual trunk of the palm tree itself. Amarava, my time in the Rabbi Yehuda. Rava said, what's the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda? Kasavar lulav tzarech eged. He holds that the lulav needs to be bound. V'im maisa min achrina. When we learned in Rabbi Yehuda, from Rabbi Yehuda, that says that you need
to bind the lulav, then that means that all parts of the binding are considered part of the aguda, part of the entire collection of the dalad minim. And if you're going to bring in another min, havi chamisha mina, you'll have 5 minim and not 4. In contrast to the man d'amar who says lulav ain't tzarech eged, that lulav doesn't need to be bound, so then there's no critical relationship between the piece that's binding and the lulav. Because at the end of the day, lulav ain't tzarech eged. So it doesn't appear as if you're adding a 5th min. V'amar rava minoa minala desiv V'ikra d'dikla mina d'lulavahu. How do I know that the flax or grass, probably more precisely the flax, that grows next to the palm tree, as well as the bark of the palm tree, are considered part of the lulav? D'sanya, we learned in Braisa, basukos teshu, sukkah shall call dover de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can make the sukkah, the roof of the sukkah, from all type of materials. Rabbi Yehuda imer ain sukkah nehegas el bedal minim sheba lulav. While Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that you need to use the from the four minim. Vadin no sein, it's logical. Uma lulav she'ein noeg belelos kibayamim ain noeg el barbas minim. Just when it comes to lulav, which is only nogea during the day, you require four minim. Sukkah she'ein noeges belelos kibayamim. It has halacha of Balayla as well as the day. Eino din shalotei ela barbas minim. If we're more machmir that sukkah is nogeh at night, certainly we'll be more machmir about the minim that you have to use. It has to be like those four minim. Amru lo, the chachamim said back to Reb Yehuda, kol din shatadon tchilos lahachmir v'sok v'lahakal eino din. According to your kal v'chomer, then what will come out is your chumra will become a kula. And any time a kal v'chomer that started out where the halacha was bringing out a chumra becomes a kula, then you cannot darshan that kal v'chomer. Let's go to Laman Zayin Amar Aleph. Lo matzar bas minim ye yoshev u'batel. What will come out then is that if you don't have four minim, then you won't have sukkah. Torah amra basukas teshu shivas yom sukkah shel kol dovar. This is the position of the chachamim who disagree. The chachamim also bring a raya from the pasuk in Ezra. V'chein be'ezra oimer. As well as the pasuk in Ezra says, "Tzua har vehevi ale zayis vale et shemen vale hadas vale tmar vale et zavos vasu sukkos kosuv." Ezra commanded them to make the sukkah with the rejuvenation of Klal Yisrael, as described in Nehemiah, of reclaiming a lost heritage that Klal Yisrael had forgotten. One of the things that it had forgotten was the mitzvah of sukkah, and what were the materials that described in Nehemiah? Part of the materials are the Dalminim, part of them are clearly not, for example, the Eitz Shemen. So here, says the Gemara, we see from here that one does not need the Dalminim for the Schach. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Vav in Masechet Sukkah.